that I have posted 8 prayer points to the group. Now we are going to begin with these prayers. You are going to take about 8 to 10 minutes and pray this prayer, and that's why the prayer points have been posted. So the first one is Father, you don't have to repeat after me. That's why the prayers are there. Father, I thank you for the gift of life. Father, I praise you rather for sustaining me and members of my family to see the new month and grace to appear before you this morning. So you are going to begin to praise God. Each prayer point, take them if you have your device. If you don't have it with you, we'll try as much as possible to call out the prayer point. But the reason why they have been pasted are so that everybody can take the time to pray. So begin this morning by praising God, and then thereafter we'll begin to pray this prayer point. You take them one after the other. I encourage you to hold your household, pray together, agree together this morning. If you don't have the devices, once in a while, I'll call the prayer point out. But go ahead and begin to praise him. Today is November the 2nd. Thank him for the grace to appear before him this morning. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy. Oh Lord, you are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are going to personalize this song. Instead of saying angels are singing, you will put your name there. So David is saying, you are worthy, oh Lord, you are worthy, you are worthy, oh Lord. David is saying, you are worthy, oh Lord. You are worthy, you are worthy, oh. My household is saying, you are worthy, oh Lord. You are worthy, you are worthy, oh. My children are saying, you are worthy, oh Lord. You are worthy, you are worthy, oh Lord. I am saying, you are worthy, oh Lord. You are worthy, you are worthy, oh Lord. David is saying, you are worthy, oh Lord. Personalize it as you praise God this morning. Personalize it as you praise God this morning. Oh, David is saying, you are worthy, oh Lord. You are worthy, you are worthy, oh Lord. Eternal Rock of Ages, you are worthy. You are our help, our joy, our strength, our confidence, our Father. I praise you that we all slept and we awoke this morning because your grace and mercy sustain us. Who is like unto thee, Ancient of Days, Alpha and Omega, the God who knows all things, the creator of heaven and earth, the creator of mankind. We praise you. Thank you for all these marvelous testimonies, testimonies of strength, testimonies of sound mind. We are grateful for honoring your word again and again in our midst. Thank you for day one. of the Open Door. Thank you for today being day two. Thank you for the new month. Thank you for remembering us. We are grateful. This morning, as we have gathered, we praise you. Lord, as we yet pray and hear your word, this morning, empower each one of us to pray according to your will. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus. Abba, Father, this morning, let the heavens be open over your children. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. And let souls be saved to your glory. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, our media, the Lord bless you. You can put the prayer point on the screen as well, so that will help everyone to see it better. So now we are going to unmute our devices. Everyone, make sure, I want to encourage you to leave whatever you are doing so that you can pray this morning and be very focused here this morning. It is not a regular morning. It's a special morning. I want you to unmute the devices as we pray this morning. Your first prayer point, you are going to say, Father, I praise you for sustaining and members of my family to see me and grace to appear before you this morning. Take that in the name of Jesus. Use the devices and join us with all your hand this morning. Father, I praise you this morning. Lord Jesus, and members of my family to see the new Lord. I praise you for grace to appear before you this morning. The Lord of Lords, for sustaining me and my family.
Thank you, my blessed name. I say thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you for your visitation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for guiding us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for watching. Thank you, Lord. Everlasting Father. Thank you, Lord. I say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Holy Spirit, my Father, thank you. My Father, my God, I say thank you. My Lord, I say thank you. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my God. Thank you, my Father. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I bless you, the Father, and I say thank you. I thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you for the peace and the strength. Amen.
Your next prayer point, why the media is working on projecting the prayer on the screen. Again, it's on the screen there. If you have your device, you can see prayer point number two. So together, we are going to unmute our device. We are going to say, Father, every obstacles,
every obstacle.
My destiny this month, scatter them in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and make
them. Scatter them in the mighty
name of Jesus.
My Father,
my
Father,
before my destiny, every obstacle Amen. You are doing well. Your next prayer point, you are going to pray and say, Father.
Father.
I like the way some of us are praying, but I know you can do better. You are going to pray and say, Father.
Father.
Calm every raging storms.
Before
my destiny in this month.
Before my destiny in this month.
Make that your prayer.
In the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Mighty amen.
Amen.
You are doing well. We didn't set out for this morning, but that's how God wants us to go. Your next prayer point number four. You are going to pray and say, Father.
Father.
Multiply my strength to serve you diligently. Maybe you are just joining us. I want you to unmute your devices and join us to pray. This next prayer point number 5 or 6. My Father,
my Father,
something new in Jesus' house this month.
Something new in this month.
I will show the world.
That I will show the world
in your side.
That the world is
in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus, my Father,
I will show the world that
something new in Jesus' house this month, Lord. That will show the world
that is civil
in your sons. In the name of Jesus, Father.
The next prayer point, you are going to pray and say, Father. Strange storms, I mean strange symptoms in my body.
Be
cancelled by the blood of Jesus.
Be cancelled by the blood of Jesus.
I shall not be sick this month in the name of Jesus.
I shall not be sick this month in the name of Jesus. Be cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I shall not sin. Amen.
A mighty amen.
Amen.
You are doing well. Your next prayer point, you are going to pray and say, Father.
Father,
everything hindering my complete freedom.
I
Father, we thank you for answers to our prayer. We thank you for showing us your mercy this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for canceling spring storm, rainy storm. We thank you for removing every obstacle to our destiny this month. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for removing obstacles before Jesus starts and for doing something new. We thank you for clearing off every obstacle to our complete freedom, mentally, spiritually, financially, materially, academically. We are grateful. Thank you, Jesus, for answers to our prayer. In Jesus' most powerful name, we are praying.
Amen.
If you believe that God has answered your prayer, shout a bigger
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. You are doing well. You may mute your devices for a few minutes. Turn your Bible with me to Romans chapter 8. You can mute your devices now. God bless you. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Now, God began to talk to us a few days ago on the subject, no more condemnation. And so we are going to look at Romans chapter 8 this morning from verse 4. I read that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is dead, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Let's begin with God asking us to pray, to start off praying this morning in an unusual way. The Bible says, it said to be carnally minded is dead, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That means when you listen to the voice of God, when you are in charge spiritually by the help of the Holy Ghost, what you have, the result of it is life and peace. For instance, some of the prayers we have prayed from the beginning this morning may not make sense to your natural person. But I want you to know is that when you are spiritually minded, it is life to your body, both physically and spiritually. And it is also, it brings peace to your mind. Now, no more condemnation. By the help of God, we now understand that what it means to be condemned is the feelings of guilt suffered as a result of past sinful habit or lifestyle. And also, God made us to understand condemnation is the justice meted to an accused person who was found guilty of an offense in a law court. And then we also understand that the feelings of condemnation is bad and it is not of God. The feeling of condemnation is the feeling of inadequacy For instance, we have seen people who will tell you they don't want to accept Jesus because they are the worst sinner anyone that can ever imagine. Like Paul says he was chief of sinners. And I believe I was chief of sinner. And I want to believe yourself too, you're also chief of sinner before Christ save our soul. So the truth is this, brother, no one of us will ever be worthy enough to come to God. It is God, it is the blood of Jesus that purifies you and makes you worthy. Jesus exchanges your weaknesses and gives you strength. Jesus take away that habit and give you heavenly habits. And so when you allow the spirit of condemnation to saturate your heart, your mind, what you are doing is that you are saying what Christ has done on the cross is not enough. You are saying that Jesus is not enough to set you free from your bondage. You see, oftentimes you hear people say they have done so much wickedness that they don't think that God can forgive them. Some already even zero themselves that they are candidates of hell. No. Don't zero yourself as candidate of hell. Don't see yourself as a failure. And that is point number five, is that condemnation is the feeling of one seeing himself or herself as a failure. Don't see yourself a failure. You are not a failure. You are not a failure. That thought is not of God. Stop condemning yourself. Stop condemning yourself that you will have achieved this, you will have been far beyond it. Yeah, your mates were this, your mates are that. That is a feeling of the devil. The Bible says that to be spiritually minded is life and peace. But if you dwell in your flesh, it brings death, spiritual death and physical death. Remember our anchor scripture, Romans 8:1. There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Remember, I want you to know that condemnation is of the devil. Jesus Christ does not condemn. He frowned at our sinful habit. He's just like any earthly father. If your child do what is wrong, of course, you frown at that bad habit. But it doesn't mean you still love them. You still love them because you love them so much that you want them to do well. The same thing with God. So it doesn't mean that God accommodates our excesses, our mistakes. No, it doesn't mean that he loves them. It doesn't mean that he's happy seeing us falling in here and there. No, but he still loves us. He still cares for us. He might discipline us. He might chastise you for what you have done that is wrong, but you are still his child. That nothing will take that out. Now, brethren, there are essentially three major channels of condemnation. Number one, yourself. Number two, the devil, which is through unclean spirit, through your thoughts. And number three, fellow human being. We are going to trust God to have time to look at each one of them. But the greatest of these among the three sources of condemnation is yourself. Stop condemning yourself. Instead, start praising God for where you are. Stop condemning yourself. You have accepted Christ now for 5 years, yet you are still regretting the sin you committed 5 years ago. If you are dwelling in that, it makes it difficult for you to move forward, even in your spiritual walk with Jesus. Any man that would take over Canaan land, that will possess the land for Jesus, must be a man, a woman that is void of self-condemnation. Jesus Christ has not condemned you. Stop condemning yourself. The Bible tells us about the story of that woman that was caught in adultery. Jesus Christ said, if any one of you have not committed sin before, be the first person to throw stone at this woman. But what happened? The Bible said from the youngest, to the greatest, to the least, they all departed. And Jesus Christ asked the woman, where are those people condemning you? He said, they are nowhere. He said, me too, I did not condemn you. That tells you Jesus does not condemn. So yourself, I want you to bow down your head this morning as we pray. Your first prayer point, you are going to say, oh Lord, I thank you for sending your word unto me. Make that your prayer this morning. Make that your prayer this morning. Those that are of the spirit, if you are spiritually minded, it brings life to your spirit. It brings life to your soul. It brings life to your flesh. It brings peace to you. But if you are carnally minded, then it brings death. Go ahead and praise him this morning. Say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for sending me your word this morning, your word of life. I praise you. I honor you. I worship you. I thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Now you are going to unmute your device to pray this one prayer, and then pray your personal prayer. We'll bring the prayer meeting to a close. What is the prayer point? You spirit of self-condemnation. The Lord of hosts rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
The Lord of hosts rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father.
The Lord of hosts rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
I am not in the mighty name of Jesus. I am not your candidate.
Therefore, I am praying in the name of
Jesus. I am praying in the name of
I am not a candidate. The Lord of hosts rebuke you in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
You may mute your devices. What do you want God to do for you today? Commit today's into the hand of God. It's a brand new day, the second day of the month. What are your expectations? Pour out your heart. What do you want to see today? Use your mouth. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Use your mouth to declare what you want to see. Are you here? You are not born again. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. To overcome the spirit of self-condemnation, I want you to know that you need to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. You are here. You are not born again. I want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, sinner. Please forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name. Lord, as many that pray this prayer, forgive them their sins, write their names in the book of life. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. Amen. Now go ahead and pray. Commit the day into the hand of God. Pour out your heart. Pour out your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Amen. Now, after the benediction, before I pray for you, after the benediction, please don't end the Zoom media, Brother Tito and Brother AC. Please wait behind. Don't end the Zoom. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for this blessed morning. I want to thank you for starting well with us and for ending well with us. Lord Jesus, today you have taught us about no more condemnation. The feeling of guilt, the feeling of one not being worthy to receive the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, the feeling of one feeling that, well, he's a worse sinner on the earth. Every strange feelings, every demonic feelings, every feelings of condemnation, the Lord of hosts rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Bible says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. So I decree Be free from those evil feelings in the mighty name of Jesus. Stop condemning yourself as from today in the name of Jesus. Stop living in the past as from today in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you and move you forward. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. Are you sick or afflicted? Be healed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. And the living soul will shout a big amen. Amen, amen, amen in Jesus' name. I wanted to know, you might probably have observed that the family WhatsApp group for the church has been closed down. Yes, I requested that they close it down because reports have reached me severally that many people have been hurt, that there is somebody perpetrating evil, using that platform to, to contact people. Please, I want you to note, like we mentioned yesterday, if there's any official information, usually I will ask the one of the ministers to send it, or I will send it like the one I'm talking about this morning. So please know that I will not call you to ask you for money. I will not call you to ask for any material thing. Or code, yes. Or what? Or click on a link. No, I will not ask you to, I will not call you to ask you for money, to ask you for code, or to click on any link. So please, I want you to be very careful. Meanwhile, we still have the workers' meetings WhatsApp group. As many that are workers in the house, you are still part of that group. We trust God. I will see how God will lead us. We might reopen it in the future, but for now, we close down the church family WhatsApp page so that no one will be victim. Let's share the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Give it to your neighbor. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. The Lord bless you. No more condemnation. Don't condemn yourself. You are free. Have a blessed day.